With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans blasting the decision by Maine's Democrat Secretary of State Shinna Bellows to boot Donald Trump off the GOP primary ballot because of his alleged role in the January 2021 Capitol attack. Maine became the second state to declare the former president ineligible to serve as president following a similar ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court last week.
In a social media post, Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina described the decision as an egregious abuse of power, adding that he planned to introduce legislation to, quote, stop these partisan officials. Texas Senator Ted Cruz wrote in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, quote, Democrats love democracy so much that they will do anything to stop the voters from voting for their opponent.
Edwin Mora with that report. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Mike Kempen reports, Ohio's governor has vetoed a ban on sex change operations for minors. And another controversial issue.
And transgender athletes' participation in girls and women's sports. The measure passed the legislature earlier this month with only Republican support. GOP lawmakers hold enough seats to override DeWine's veto, but it's not known if or when they will do so. DeWine's veto departs from a nationwide trend toward passing such laws. Since 2021, more than 20 states have enacted laws restricting or banning such treatments. I'm Mike Kempen.
A caravan of migrants still trudging through Mexico. The crowd of 8,000 headed toward the U.S. southwestern border. Wall Street losing ground on this last trading day of 2023. The Dow is dropping 11 points now. The NASDAQ off 61. This is SRN News. A Christian school was the scene of another mass shooting in 2023.
The U.S. was racked by deadly gunplay this year, and in March, the violence touched Covenant School in Nashville. A transgender former student, a woman living as a man, entered the building and opened fire, killing six people, three of whom were children. Police arrived and shot the woman dead shortly thereafter. Covenant School is affiliated with the Presbyterian Church of America. Classes have not been held in the building since the tragedy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nigeria did not make it to the end of the year without other mass killing of Christians. More than 100 believers were murdered on Christmas Eve in Plateau State, where Muslim terrorists have been operating now for years. The coordinated attacks on multiple Christian villages took place in the middle of the night, when most of the victims were asleep. This is SRN News. On the international front, Russia has unleashed what may be one of the biggest aerial barrages in the war against Ukraine, killing at least 30 people, according to Ukraine's president. Correspondent Karen Chumas reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.